let me start right now, okay? And I think this will be a short agenda anyway. This is a regularly scheduled public facilities committee. My name is Allison Leary, City Council at Large from Ward 1 and chair of the committee. And with us at the start of the meeting are Councillor Deborah Crossley at Large from Ward 5, Councillor Mark Laredo at Large from Ward 7, and Councillor David Kalis at Large from Ward 8. So there are four of us, so that's a quorum and we can start. The first item for discussion is 48-20, and this is President Albright appointing Mark Kaufman from 553 Walnut Street, Newton, to the Design Review Committee as a community representative for the duration of the New Cal project. And Mr. Kaufman was here bright and early, ready to go. Welcome and thank you for being here, Mr. Kaufman. Usually we just start, we ask you to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your interest in being on the Design Review Committee and your special regarding New Cal.
Well, I am a observer of all of the New Cal proposals in the last couple of years. I've been to all of the Zoom meetings and several of the live meetings. I also was an avid user of the pottery studio in the basement of the Senior Center before it got closed down last March. I had the wonderful opportunity of being on the Design Review Committee for Newton North a decade ago and look forward to being on Design Review for New Cal.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Well, if you were on Design Review for Newton North, then you're well qualified for New Cal. Are there any questions from the committee?
I have my hand up.
Councillor Crossley, I can't. Oh, there it is. It blends in with your background.
Okay. Oh, I see.
So
that looks like a pretty strange chicken or something.
Councillor Crossley and then Councillor Laredo.
I am thrilled that Mr. Kaufman wants to serve again. And I second, this should be a piece of cake compared to Newton North High School. Well, you never know. but thank you very much. And I see there's other hands up. I'd be happy to move approval when the time is right.
Okay, Councilor Laredo, and then Councilor Kelly.
Well, I'll be brief. I'm thrilled that Mr. Kaufman is willing to serve again, and Councilor Crossley is right. If he could survive Newton North High School, this should be a lot easier. But we know how involved you've been over the many years and in many different community activities, and just want to say thank you for stepping up once again and volunteering your time and energy and talents to this project. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councilor Laredo. Councilor Kelly?
Well, kudos again. I just echo what my colleagues have said. I first met Mark when we were on Design Review Committee for Newton North High School together, and I am so pleased that he's willing to throw his hat in the ring again and think he'll be a terrific member. So I support it all the way. Thanks.
Okay, well, Councillor Crossley has made a motion for approval. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any abstentions? Any nays? Okay, it's unanimous. Thank you very much, Mr. Crossley. Okay. We're going to go on to our next item, which is a public hearing. This is item 47-21. It's Abbas Amiri of 80 Doublet Hill Road in Weston, petitioning for a main drain extension from the end of the line at the existing manhole near number 47 Moody Street in the northwesterly direction, about approximately 166 feet to a manhole in front of number 63 Moody Street. The proposed manhole will be installed at the end of the proposed extension to allow the overflow connection to the city's main drain, and this is in Ward 7, petitioner to pay the entire cost. Is there someone here who's going to be presenting or introducing this item? Mr. Amiri, you're on mute if you were trying to talk. Mr. Daglian, are you here to introduce this item?
Yeah, I can speak onto it. Essentially, it is a main drain extension that the applicant is funding 100%. To facilitate the ability to have his site being developed. His property has a lot of ledge on site and it's not conducive to infiltration. So as a way to get around that. He's asking the city for an extension of the main drain at his cost so that he could connect all the roof leaders and the driveway runoff to the city system.
Okay. Are there any questions from the committee on this? I don't see anyone's hand up, so I'm going to open the public hearing. Is there any member of the public who would like to speak on this item? I see someone with Galaxy 8 with his hand up, but I... The person, Cassidy...
I think that's been up since the beginning of the meeting.
Okay. The hand?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, I can't hear or see anyone else that from a member of the public that wants to speak. I do see Councillor Kelly's hand up.
Well, this might be a really obvious, stupid question, but I see that the owner lives in Weston and it's also a Waltham connection. So can somebody explain exactly what the Newton contact is?
It's in Newton. It's in Ward 7 off Route 9. I know I didn't know there was a Moody Street in Newton either.
It's listed as Moody Street in Weston on the materials I see. So, but it is actually Newton.
Yes.
Thank you.
Near the towers. Yeah. Okay. So I'm just, Cassidy. I don't know if even Cassidy is
yes.
on.
Oh, yes. Yes, okay. I am.
I can't tell if the person with the Galaxy S8 wants to speak on this or not.
I believe Councillor Kalos was right that his hand has been raised the whole time.
So he's here for another item? Newton Public Schools, maybe? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know who he is, and I just didn't want to...
Yeah.
I'm wondering what item he's interested in, or he just likes coming to public facilities.
He appears to be listening, but I don't know if he's hearing this, because maybe you could ask him to reveal himself.
I did, but... He's muted.
Trying to speak, and I think he's muted.
Galaxy, Cassidy, can you unmute the Galaxy S8?
He's actually not muted. He's trying to connect to audio right now.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we can't hear you, unfortunately. So maybe you could send an email to Cassidy Flynn, our clerk, if you have any comment on this. I don't see anybody else who wishes to speak on this item, so I'm going to close the public hearing. Is there a motion? Councillor Laredo, if this is in your ward, would you like to make a motion to approve?
I will be happy to move to approve this.
Okay. There's a motion to approve. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any nays? Any abstentions? Okay, that's unanimous. Okay, our final item tonight. I'm very pleased that we're joined by our building commissioner, Joshua Morse. I'm going to read the item. He's going to give us an update on the HVAC and ventilation for Newton Public Schools, number 396-20. President of the Council, on behalf of the City Council, requesting an update of the Public Facilities Committee from Commissioner Morse on current work on HVAC and air quality in the Newton Public Schools at each meeting of the Public Facilities Committee until the work is complete. So thank you for joining us, Commissioner.
Thank you very much. And recognizing that you have an important meeting that many of you probably want to get to, I'll just remind folks that you have my contact information. Shoot me an email, shoot me a text, give me a call if there's any questions. So big picture, we really are wrapping up and about to put this project behind us at this point. If you remember a few weeks ago, my update basically said that we were substantially complete with everything but some final test and balancing at Newton North, Newton South, and FAD. Newton North and Newton South are all wrapped up. FAD, we're going to do our final post-audit balancing on Friday, so in 2 days, and then hopefully get our dashboard up by the beginning of next week. We have TAB report, updated test and balance reports will be coming out hopefully the same time, early next week for Newton North, Newton South. and I received our post-audit report from Crowley Engineering today. So I have to review that to see if there's anything else shortlist at all throughout the district that we might have to go back and adjust. But the early word verbal was that there are very, very few spaces that may need adjustments, and that would be for full occupancy. As I made clear to the school committee, I think it was last week, that I can confidently say that ventilation will not be a prohibiting factor to a full return to in-person learning. So ventilation, again, I said it twice then, I'll say it twice now. Ventilation will not be a limiting factor to returning to full in-person learning. I recognize there are other challenges to that, but ventilation will not be one of them. We, as I mentioned at the last meeting, we do have a single digit punch list as far as kind of small projects that we're going to be looking to do. The Ward cafeteria, Pierce cafeteria. I read them all at the last meeting, but those are things that we're going to continue to work with Newton Public Schools and Crowley Engineering to complete. Those are in spaces that are currently unoccupied and not being used. Again, the goal of completing those projects in those spaces is so that we can be prepared for full in-person learning. So that's big picture. There's not much left to say because there's not much left to do. I would say the last thing that we have to do is we have to go through all of the financials on this project. The challenge is we have received thousands and thousands of invoices on this project from a lot of different contractors. And those invoices look a lot like the invoices that we get every single day for normal HVAC work in the schools. So we're going to have to do some forensic accounting to make sure that we have all of that information split out and easily separated so that we can get a full accounting on the total project budget. But that's something that my office and Newton Public Schools are starting to work on now. And we'll work with the administration and the city council when that time comes.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner. Councillor Kalis, I see your hand up.
Yeah, quick question. So thank you, Commissioner. My one question is, I've heard and my kids have told me that when they go to school, sometimes the windows are open and it's cold. Is there any reason for that anymore?
So what I said at school committee, I'll repeat here. The policy, if you will, of keeping windows open is really a policy matter, and that is Newton Public Schools. But what I have said at school committee and what I've told all the teachers in the schools is that once your room has been tested and has been shown to be meeting the ASHRAE 62.1 standards, which the vast, vast majority of the district is now, and shown as meeting those standards, it is no longer necessary to keep your windows open. But what I do tell people is cracking your windows open is not a bad thing. But I made it clear at the last school committee meeting that I'd hate to see people out there suffering because it's freezing and they got the windows wide open, when in fact their mechanical ventilation is supplying more than adequate fresh air for full occupancy, keeping in mind that right now we're in a reduced occupancy capacity. So that's that.
Okay, I appreciate that. I guess the message probably isn't getting down to the teachers, and that's something we'll have to work on, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Councillor Laredo.
Yeah, I'll echo that. I don't think the message is getting down to all the teachers either, and it may be simply that a lack of understanding, it's technical, just lack of understanding by some that the circulation mechanisms that are built into this is designed to essentially recreate what you would have if you had an open window. That's really the bottom line, right? You're trying to circulate the air.
It's even better than an open window.
That's great. I just think that message has to be conveyed at all levels, because I've heard some reports of that as well. Last question, and forgive me if I've asked this before. Have you been in contact with the folks at the Safe Buildings Group over at the Harvard School of Public Health and gotten any input from them on what we're doing?
I have not. I've not been in direct contact with members of Safe Schools at the Harvard School.
It's a Safe Buildings Group that they put together. And we, if you were, you may not have been present when we had one of them speak at one of the committee meetings. I can't remember if it was ours or another one. may have been programs and services, but it might be a good idea, Commissioner, to reach out to them as a resource. They certainly are very knowledgeable, apparently, about air quality standards in public buildings.
Is this the Harvard Chan study? Same group?
It is a part of Harvard Chan, but there's a fellow over there who came in front of us and presented some of his expertise. It's a resource.
Certainly happy to look into it. I do know the Harvard Chan study has been widely circulated across the country, and it's something that our mechanical engineer has reviewed in detail.
Right. I think the advantage is we might get the added advantage of being able to talk to someone there directly about what we're doing, what we might do to improve. Again, always good to get whatever resources we can.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Oh, and one final question. Any idea on the full cost of this yet?
Not yet. Honestly, there are so many invoices that have come in. I really need to spend the next couple of weeks now that we've got the financial expenditures behind us, just getting through and digging through mountains of paperwork to figure out which are going to be normal HVAC expenditures that are Newton Public Schools and which ones are going to be attributed to this project, because they literally can look identical.
And the ones that are attributed get paid through the CARES Act, correct?
Correct. I should say will be submitted through the CARES Act. Obviously there is, it's a state or federal program. We're pretty confident that all of these are going to be very eligible, but it's a process.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Councilor Laredo. Councilor Crossley.
Thank you. I want to start by commending you for an outstanding job. This is an enormous amount of work, and as usual, you managed it expertly and seems to me with great efficiency. I don't know if folks can possibly appreciate how complicated this was. I think it's evident when you read your memo, though. I wonder, when you talk about communications to the teachers, I know that's not explicitly your job. I have a question and then a comment. It would seem to me that if teachers are opening the windows after you've done all of this work, all of this work was done to assure a certain amount of fresh air, but also there's system balancing at issue. If some teachers open their windows, does it kind of throw the whole system into disarray? That's just a question. And then maybe you can, if you have an answer to it, I'm wondering, it's the school department's job to reach out to the teachers and let them know what the condition of the building is and why they're safe and so forth. But it seems it might be helpful to have a memo that puts you're very good at this, I think, writing a memo that makes clear what the situation is, the technical aspects of it, in lay terms. Might be very helpful, just some, like a sort of a friendly, user-friendly memo that will explain to people, why this is good now, and also maybe why they shouldn't open their windows. Do you have anything to offer at this moment?
So to your first question, yes, it varies depending on the building and the types of HVAC systems, but if you open the windows completely on a day similar to this cold snap that we just had, and you flood the room with extremely cold air, it can cause a myriad of problems, not just with the HVAC system, obviously. You can start to freeze pipes. So it certainly is problematic. And as Crowley Engineering pointed out at the school committee meeting, even when we get into the warmer months, opening the windows completely at a building like Cabot, brand new school, so you would think that we're good to go. But that's a chill beam system, and humidity is a major factor in chill beam. So if you open every window in every classroom at Cabot, you're going to have some humidity problems. So that's why we've been so diligent about making sure that we are meeting and in most cases exceeding the ASHRAE 62.1 standards for fresh air in classrooms. It's incumbent upon us to make sure that we're not not opening the windows too much. To your second question, I provided language to Newton Public Schools, and it has been shared once. I think it was a while ago. As it was starting to get colder. So I'm going to say probably early November. I've seen the same emails that many of you have seen over the last probably 72 hours. I was just talking with Liam about this, that it's probably time to get another message out there, and working with the principals and the staff. And, you know, I've also told the principals and told Liam that I'm happy to go out and speak with the staff as a whole. If there are individual staff members that have concerns, I'm happy to work with them individually. And at the school committee meeting, as I've done at many of these, I gave out my direct line to everybody that was watching, and there were quite a few attendees, and said, by all means, call me directly. If you're concerned, give me a call. I'll talk through any issue.
Great. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Morse, I just also want to say what tremendous work you've done, you and your team and the, everyone in the school department and all the, you know, the other companies that were working with you. It's been really wonderful that you've done so much in so little time. It's very impressive. And you're looking very thin, and I think you need a vacation. Okay. So you don't let the mayor work you too hard. My son went to Newton North yesterday for his first day of school in almost a year, and then he had a snow day right the next day. So anyway, thank you very much. I'll entertain a actually, we don't have to do anything. This is just informational. So I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Sorry, Councillor Leary, yes. You do need to hold this item because it's a docket item.
Oh, that's right. It is a docket item. I keep thinking it's a discussion item.
Do we want to hold or no action necessary in that it's kind of run its course?
Well, we might ask Josh, we might ask you to come back one more time if there's any final or even just a memo.
It's up to you. You can always end it at a future date if there's any reservations. Your call completely.
Why don't we keep it open, Madam Chair, with the idea that you can end it without Commissioner Morse having to come back if we don't need it.
Sure. Well, okay. So we'll motion to hold.
So moved.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Councillor Gentile, we're just finishing up.
Good to see you, Councillor Gentile.
Missed the party.
We're done?
Yeah. We're done.
Don't worry, I'll fill you in. It'll take you 30 seconds, maybe less.
This is great news. I was working on lights at Grelia Field over at LaSalle, so I'm glad to hear we're all done.
We're all done, and I invite everyone who's interested to Public Safety and Transportation, where they're hearing on police reform, and I think that's where most of us are going to go now. Yes. So everybody have a good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Okay, good night.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.